I came past my local yesterday and I'm delighted to see it being refurbished. The car park's been done up, the walls are painted and the name painted in black and white on the wall. And a brand new sign. It was the new sign that stopped me. It's very nice. It shows the logo of a swan and the name of the pub, the Old Swan Uppers. It's a smart modern sign, but it doesn't explain the name. The old sign showed a man reaching out from his boat to catch a swan for marking. The annual Thames tradition of swan upping, done every year in July. The swan uppers, in their glorious regal regalia of red and blue, are the vintners and the dyers, and they row up the Thames catching and marking the new swans, which apparently all belong to the Queen. It's an ancient tradition and well worth watching. The point is, the new sign at the old swan uppers doesn't explain it, and the old sign did. And the old sign was hand-painted. In olden days, all pub signs were hand-painted by local artists who went around doing the regular refurbishment in oil paint. You'd see them with their paints and a pint outside the pub working on the sign. Nowadays, of course, all that's gone. New signs are all printed using popular typefaces and ready-made logos. They look crisp and neat in gold or silver on black. But where's the individuality and the uniqueness of a hand-painted pub sign? It's all part of that changing landscape of our pubs. We complain every week about so many of them closing. So they're bought and refurbished by big chains and turned into gastropubs, into restaurants. And still we want them as they were. Actually, it's what happens inside the pub that's really important. And here's something to celebrate about our British pubs. Live music and entertainment. We took the Twin Town Mayor to two great nights out recently. Live jazz at the Jolly Woodman. They've been celebrating almost 20 years of live Monday night jazz there now. Dustin Hoffman was there recently while filming nearby and he joined in. And the Red Lion, that does a weekly open mic night. It's fabulous talent. Slightly let down when the crowd were warmed up enough for some mallet singing. But my favourite pub visit for entertainment was earlier this wet summer. The beer festival was a bit of a washout and the Bull and Butcher had only a tiny crowd braving the weather for the open mic night. So we sat around and jammed a bit on guitar and saxophone and drumming on the table and we sang loudly and lustily all night. It was fabulous. But the best bit was when we wanted another beer. And the landlord, who was enjoying our demonstrations wonderfully, pointed to his range of festival casks and said, "Help yourself." We went to a pub and they said, "Help yourself." Long may our pubs continue.